Good morning. A dry and cold start to the day across interior New York and New England, with many locations very close to or even below zero this morning. A slight breeze out of the northwest is only adding to the chill, and wind chill values in some locations are 5 to 15 below. Skies are partly cloudy and will remain that way through the morning. Temperatures will start to rebound as the sun gets higher in the sky, but readings will remain well below normal throughout the day and only reach into the teens to around 20 for afternoon highs. Another partly cloudy and cold night tonight, with lows generally between 5 above and 5 below. That dry, dense Arctic air will remain in place for the beginning of the weekend on Saturday. At the same time, moisture streaming in from the south will be realized in the form of high to mid-level clouds, filtering out most sunshine. So with mostly cloudy skies, highs on Saturday will be close to 20 once again. A wave of low pressure lifting north from the southeastern United States will produce a round of light snow across interior New York and New England overnight Saturday night. This will be a quick shot of light snow and depart the region by Sunday morning, but not before it coats the ground up to an inch or two in most places, with a few areas across the higher terrain seeing a bit more, and with partly sunny skies back into the mid-20s on Sunday afternoon. A brief break on Monday with mostly cloudy skies back into the mid-20s before a more substantial system heads out of the Gulf of Mexico and into our region on Tuesday. This one has a chance to produce a more significant snowfall across the area, with highs staying in the lower 20s. After a break on Wednesday, yet another system will head our way on Thursday and Friday with a chance of more snow or mixed precipitation. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, bitterly cold air will continue to engulf the plains, with temperatures 30 to 45 degrees below average. A stationary front will remain along the Gulf Coast and southeast through tomorrow evening. Moist air will overrun the front, producing snow over parts of the Mid-Atlantic and into the Ohio Valley today. At the same time, areas of freezing rain will develop over parts of the southern Mid-Atlantic into the central Appalachians. Farther south, in the milder air, on the other side of the front, rain with embedded thunderstorms will develop over the southeast. A new area of low pressure and a swath of freezing rain will develop over parts of the Tennessee Valley and central Appalachians into the southern Mid-Atlantic again tonight and tomorrow. This freezing rain will lead to hazardous travel, power outages, and scattered tree damage. Meanwhile, wind chill advisories and wind chill warnings remain in effect and stretch from most of the northern plains to the Midwest. The wind, combined with sub-zero temperatures, will make it feel as cold as 50 below zero in some spots. And it'll be cold enough to support snow in both Seattle and Portland, with several inches likely into the weekend. At Mount Washington this morning, 70 miles visibility with clear skies and 0 degrees, with a northwest wind at 64 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, clear skies and 25 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 5 degrees, the dew point 5 below, 63% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 7 miles per hour, producing a wind chill of 7 below zero, and the barometer at 30.40 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 87 degrees at Dundee, Florida, to a low of 46 below zero at Cotton, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny in the upper 20s, Boston mostly sunny in the mid-20s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with a few snow showers in the lower 20s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 26 degrees, the low 12, the average temperature 19, that's 6 degrees below normal. Just a trace of snow yesterday, 9.8 inches for the month, that's 4.7 inches above normal. And 49.3 inches for the season, which is 9.5 inches of snow above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 34 degrees. The average low, 17. The record high, 55, set in 1932. And the record low, 16 below zero in 1914 and in 1979. Sunrise this morning, 6:56 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:23 p.m. 10 hours and 27 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny today with highs in the lower to mid-teens. Partly cloudy tonight, 0 to 10 below. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid to upper 20s. Partly cloudy tonight, 5 to 10 above. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny today with highs in the upper teens. Partly cloudy tonight, 0 to 5 above. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny today with highs in the upper teens and lower 20s. Partly cloudy tonight, 0 to 5 above. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90, partly sunny today with highs in the upper teens and lower 20s. Partly cloudy tonight, 0 to 5 above. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, around 20 again. Snow moving in late Saturday night and moving out early Sunday. Partly sunny on Sunday afternoon in the mid-20s. Mostly cloudy, mid-20s on Monday. A good chance of more snow on Tuesday, lower 20s. A mix of sun and clouds Wednesday in the upper 20s. And another chance of snow and or mixed precipitation on Thursday and Friday of next week in the lower 30s. Stay safe and have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.